This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of new COVID-19 cases declined last week for the first time in over 3 months, but deaths continue to climb. World Health Organization data showed Wednesday, in total, nearly 4 million cases of the coronavirus were registered worldwide during the week ending Sunday, and almost 60,000 people died from the disease during the same period. Pfizer says it now has enough data on its coronavirus vaccine to formally ask federal regulators for emergency use approval. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The drug maker says more results from its ongoing study suggest the vaccine is 95% effective and protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. The surprise announcement comes just a week after Pfizer first estimated the shots are 90% effective. It says of 170 infections in the study, only 8 were in volunteers who got the actual vaccine, the rest in those who received a dummy shot. Moderna said this week its own experimental vaccine appears to be about 95% effective. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran will impose severe restrictions across many areas of the country Saturday in an effort to stem the spread of the coronavirus, President Hassan Rouhani said. The Islamic Republic has not imposed a full lockdown since it reported its first COVID-19 cases in February. The country is the worst hit in the Middle East by the pandemic, and official deaths and infection figures have hit several new records in recent weeks. Hungary has extended a state of emergency until February that enables partial lockdown measures aimed at curbing a surge in coronavirus deaths, according to a government decree. Originally mandated to December 11th, the decree now makes it possible for the government to maintain the restrictions a further 2 months until February 8th. This is VOA News. Wednesday, prosecutors demanded life behind bars for a man accused of killing two people in an anti-Semitic attack in the German city of Halle last year. Stephen Baile is accused of trying to storm a synagogue filled with worshippers during Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. After failing to break down the door, the attacker shot dead a female passerby and a man at a kebab stand instead. The court will likely hand down a verdict in December. A 65-year-old man was arrested Wednesday over the 1974 pub bombings in the English city of Birmingham, which claimed 21 lives in one of the country's worst terror attacks. The twin attacks at the Mulberry Bush and Tavern in the town pubs came during the rising violence against British rule in Northern Ireland, both in the province and the mainland. Police said counterterrorism officers and colleagues from the Police Service of Northern Ireland detained the man at his home in Belfast. The United States Wednesday imposed sweeping new sanctions targeting Iran, blacklisting a foundation controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It also takes aim at what Washington called Iran's human rights abuses a year after a deadly crackdown on anti-government demonstrators. The sanctions announced by the U.S. Treasury Department marked the latest action to reinforce the maximum pressure campaign on Iran pursued by President Donald Trump's administration. They came just over 2 months before he's due to leave office after his projected November 3rd election loss. The department also targeted Iran's intelligence minister. Australia and Japan have agreed on a historic defense pact allowing both countries to strengthen military ties in the face of rising tensions with China. This is Japan's first agreement covering the presence of foreign military forces on its soil since a deal in 1960 that permitted the United States to base troops, aircraft, and warships in Japan. The pact allows Japanese and Australian personnel to visit each other's countries to carry out training and joint operations. Officials have spent 6 years negotiating the accord. Argentine boxer Juan Domingo Roldan has died of COVID-19 at the age of 63, medical sources said Wednesday. In the 1980s, he challenged the likes of Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearns for the world middleweight title. Nicknamed the Hammer, Roldan was beaten by Hagler in 84, lost to Hearns in 87, before their third attempt to take the crown was ended by Michael Nunn in 1988. The head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, will not travel to Oslo in December to pick up the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Norwegian Nobel Institute said Wednesday. The award ceremony, lecture, and banquet are traditionally held in Oslo December 10th, the anniversary of the